Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Here we are for another exciting episode of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. I'm your host, Jeff Myers. I'm here with my co-host, Carissa Slate.
Hello.
And we are celebrating the 198th birthday of Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rudd.
Rudd, exactly. Yes. That was his nickname. Let's tell the audience to quit clapping. Rudd Hayes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rudd.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the 19th president of the United States, and he was born October 4th, 1822 in Delaware, Ohio.
Okay.
Another one of our presidents who was born in the great state of Ohio.
Yes.
Yes. And did you know that his father, who was named Rutherford Hayes, died before Rutherford B. Hayes was born?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
He was fatherless.
Yeah.
And he had three older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
One of his sisters died the year before he was born.
Oh, gosh.
He had a brother who died while ice skating.
In an ice skating accident.
And his sister, Fanny, turned out to be his best friend.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So, as a young boy, he entered Kenyon College, which is in Gambier, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Kenyon College in Gambier, Ohio.
No,
have you?
No, I've never heard of Gambier, Ohio.
I haven't either. And he entered Kenyon College when he was 16 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to college when he was 16. And he graduated in 1842. And then after he graduated from Kenyon College, I'll give you one guess what he did.
Law school.
He went to law school. Yes, he did. He went to...
That's lame.
I don't know why that's funny, but he went to Harvard Law School, mm-hmm. and he graduated in 1845. So, once again, we've got another president
who
was a lawyer, Rutherford B. Hayes. And he dated a girl named Lucy Ware Webb,
mm-hmm.
and he dated her for 3 years.
He did a little bit more than date her eventually.
Oh,
right?
He did?
Right?
Do tell.
Wait.
What? Well, he dated her for 3 years and
then
he married her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this. Okay, I see where you're going. Yeah, they got married on December 30th, 1852 in Cincinnati, Ohio at age 30. Now, we just had a birthday for Bill Taft,
mm-hmm.
or Will Taft.
Yeah.
He was also married in Cincinnati. So I wonder if they were friends. Although they were many years apart. Well, anyway. But Rutherford and Lucy were married for over 40 years.
Aww.
And they had 8 children.
And how old were they when they got married?
Well, he was 30. I don't know how old she was. Probably younger than him, quite honestly. They had 8 children.
Oh, my Lord.
They had a brood of children. Although 3 of their children died in infancy.
Gosh.
So, but that, you know, the 1800s. So, yeah, Rutherford B. Hayes. Not a guy we hear a whole lot about.
No.
He opposed slavery,
mm-hmm.
and he represented fugitive slaves that were charged under the Fugitive Slave Law, and he was involved in the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you're familiar with the Fugitive Slave Law?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
It's one of those laws in our nation's history that was a very bad law.
Yeah.
Because fugitive slaves, if they were to escape to the North, and if they were caught, then the law said that the person that was harboring the slave could be charged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the slave would be returned to its owner, mm-hmm. in the South. So not a good law. But Rutherford B. Hayes opposed that, and he represented those slaves.
Did he represent the slaves or the people helping hide the slaves?
I think he represented both the slaves and mm-hmm. the people that were hiding the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He was the Cincinnati City Prosecutor from 1858 to 1861. And now, of course, we're talking about the time of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he was commissioned as a major of the 23rd Regiment of Ohio Volunteers in 1861.
Okay.
And this is one thing he said about going to fight in the Civil War. He said, "I would prefer to go into it If I knew I was to die or be killed in the course of it, than to live through and after it without taking any part.
Oh, okay.
So he definitely wanted to be part of the fight for the Union. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he actually was shot in the arm at the Battle of Antietam.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucy, his wife, she received word that he was dead.
That's what I was going to say. They thought that he died because he got on a different horse or something. And so then they saw his horse was unoccupied. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, she got word that he was dead, but she was later told that he was alive. So.
Oh my gosh.
That was a happy
ending.
Can
you imagine though?
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. And he was wounded again in the Shenandoah Valley campaign. Mm-hmm. His horse was actually shot out from under him, and then the horse fell on his ankle.
Oh.
So now you're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
So if have you ever dealt with a patient who had a horse fall on their ankle?
You know what? Ironically, yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's incredible.
Well, I guess their knee, but yeah.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. Funny, ironic.
Yeah. So he had his horse shot out from underneath him.
That's crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was elected to Congress. He was a U.S. representative from Ohio from 1865 to 1867.
Mm-hmm.
And then later he was elected the governor of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually served in two non-consecutive terms. Kind of like Steve Cleveland.
Yeah.
Or Grover.
Grover.
He served as a governor.
We'll go by Steve.
Yeah, he had two four-year terms, 1868 to 1872. Then he took some time off, and he got reelected in 1876, and he served for a year. Now, while he was governor, he supported the establishment of a little school in Ohio called the Agricultural and Mechanical College, which later became known as Ohio State University.
All right.
This is for all our listeners in Ohio who might be Ohio State grads.
That's right.
Yeah. So had to dig deep in the archives for that one. So crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Yeah. He was helped support the establishment of Ohio State University. But back then it was called the Agricultural and Mechanical College. So
interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Now, one of the really interesting things about Rutherford B. Hayes, as I studied this, is that it was the election of 1876.
Mm-hmm.
And the election of 1876 was, I would argue, the most contentious election in our nation's history. Now, let me tell you why. So you had Rutherford B. Hayes as the Republican candidate for president, and you had Samuel Tilden, who was the New York governor,
mm-hmm.
who was a Democratic candidate. And after they counted all the votes on Election Day, Samuel Tilden actually won the popular vote,
mm-hmm.
but he did not have a majority of the Electoral College. And in fact, that electoral vote was disputed in three states: South Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida.
Okay.
So it had to go to a committee to decide who won these electoral votes. Now, I'm not quite sure who put together this committee, and for those listening, I'm doing air quotes because you can't see me do this with my fingers like this. Committee. And so they put together this committee of 15 people, five representatives from Congress, five senators, and five Supreme Court justices made up the 15. And there were seven Republicans, and there were seven Democrats, and there was one independent. So it appeared that, you know, you had, well, a balanced, somewhat balanced.
Right.
You know, that's laughable.
Yeah.
So but the independent was a justice, and he chose not to serve on this committee. And he was replaced by another justice who happened to be Republican.
Oh.
So you had eight Republicans on this committee, and you had seven Democrats on this committee. Now, we can probably see where this is going to go.
Yeah,
we can probably see where this is going to go. So the electoral votes in those three disputed states were counted, and they were decided in every single state, 8-7, 8-7, 8-7.
Of course they
were. Hayes was the winner.
Yeah.
And the New York Sun, they ran this newspaper headline, Mr. Hayes is not president. So the whole reason that I bring this up is that this is the election of 1876.
Yeah.
And here we are in the election of 2020.
Yeah.
And we're hearing much the same thing.
Yep.
About how these votes are going to be disputed. And the newspaper, in fact, continued its campaign during the next 4 years by repeating the word fraud whenever Hayes' picture was run. Now, where have we heard this before?
I don't know. Have you turned on a TV lately?
If you've turned on a TV lately, they've said that, you know, Trump is an illegitimate president and he was not rightfully elected. But here it is in our nation's history. 1876, we ran into this. There was evidence of violence and intimidation against black voters in the South. And there were accusations of bribery of electors. Box of votes favoring Tilden in Key West were allegedly thrown out.
Yeah.
So here we are talking about mailing ballots to people in the election of 2020, and this happened in 1876. Yeah. In fact, President Grant, Ulysses S. Grant was president, he mobilized troops in Washington, D.C. on Election Day.
Yeah.
Because of the fear of reprisal and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
History repeats itself.
Why I think that it's just so interesting to study, you know, the history of elections and of our presidents, and to find out that the election of 1876, I think, arguably, may be more contentious than even the election of 2020.
Well,
but time will tell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, time will tell. So we'll keep everybody in suspense about what happens on Election Day. So Rutherford Hayes, yes, he was elected by a committee.
Wow.
Imagine that. And he served one term from March 4th, 1877 to March 4th, 1881. Inauguration Day was actually held on March 5th, 1877 because the 4th was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So they waited till Monday to have inauguration. Now, this is what Rutherford B. Hayes, or Rudd, we'll just call him Rudd. This is what Rudd said. He said, I am not liked as a president by the politicians in office, in the press, or in Congress.
Well.
Nobody liked him.
Yeah, at least he was aware of
it. Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, yeah, I guess you're aware of your shortcomings and everything. There was no alcohol allowed in the White House.
Yes, which was also mostly a political move.
Was that a political move?
Yes,
really?
To appease the anti-alcohol prohibitionists.
Oh,
yes.
Real.
Yep, because when he had, they would have wine sometimes. Specifically when they had like other people visiting from different countries. Yes, they would serve wine, but they just wouldn't partake.
Oh, so Lucy and Rudd wouldn't drink.
Right.
Well, they called her Lemonade Lucy.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she wouldn't allow any of that in the White House. I need to go back to the election a little bit too. Because there was a committee, and you know, it was more difficult than just, you know, 8-7, you know, voting and say Rutherford B. Hayes. Democrats actually, what they did is they kind of conceded the White House to the Republicans and said, okay, Hayes can be the president, but you have to end Reconstruction in the South. And what that meant was that there were federal troops that were stationed throughout the southern states after the Civil War, and that was the compromise. So federal troops were withdrawn from the South. So, I mean, it was crazy, crazy stuff. And Hayes did announce at the start of his presidency that he would not seek a second term. So probably a good idea.
Don't worry, guys. I know you don't like me.
I know you
I'm
don't
not
like
running
me.
Again.
Yeah. So. All right. You know what time it is. Yeah. Got some true or false questions here for you, Carissa. Rutherford B. Hayes is one of those that we don't know a whole lot about. I love that part. So, okay. Let's see. Let me make sure that our studio audience has the buzzer ready to go. True or false questions. Carissa, I got 5 of them for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I think you're going to be doing okay on these. Okay. True or false, Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president of the United States to be inaugurated in the White House.
That is true.
Yes.
Because it was on a Sunday, right?
That's correct. It was, well, it was on a Monday.
Oh, that's, because, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because March 4th, 1877 was on a Sunday.
So okay.
March 5th, yeah. So he was, yeah, the first president of the United States to be inaugurated in the White House. Yeah. All right. Here's a good question. Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president of the United States to send a tweet on his iPhone.
False.
That's false. He actually, it was typewriters and telephones were introduced at the White House during the Hayes administration.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah.
No, he didn't tweet on his iPhone.
That's probably Donald Trump.
Here. There we go. And you know what people say about Donald Trump tweeting all the time? Yeah, okay. All right. Let me go back here. The official title of First Lady was first used for Lucy Hayes.
False. Really?
That's actually true.
Yeah, okay.
She was the first one where they would refer to the spouse, the wife of the president, as First Lady.
She was also the first lady to be college educated.
Really?
Yes.
No, really?
Really?
I think that might have been one of the reasons why Rudd liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, she wasn't like Will Taft's wife who liked to drink and smoke, was she?
Well, Lucy, because what do you call it? Say? Lemonade Lucy?
Lemonade Lucy. Yeah.
I doubt it.
I doubt Lemonade Lucy. Yeah. Okay.
But she was an educated gal.
Yeah. That's great. Yes. And she, First Lady. That was the first one. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our fourth true or false question for you. Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president to swim in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, true.
Well, that's probably true. He was the first president to travel to the West Coast during his term as president.
Okay.
So I just figured he probably went for a dip in the Pacific Ocean. So I thought
he at least got his toes wet.
He got his toes wet, yeah. Stuck his toes in the water. All right. Here's our final true false question for you.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. No. Lucy Hayes was the first wife of a president to join a sorority.
I'm going to say true because,
well, you know what? That could be true. She was the first, yeah, you already pointed this out. She was the first wife of a president to graduate from college, Ohio Wesleyan. So I figured, you know, maybe since
we wasn't Rudd, he was the first president to have, he was the first president to go to grad school.
He was?
Yes. They were like the educated couple.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, crazy stuff.
I know.
Crazy stuff. Well, he did serve the one term in office, and we've got the band is still playing and everything. Golly. So we got the choir singing. All right, let's turn all that stuff off. After he left the White House, he returned to Ohio, and they traveled a lot.
Did they?
They did travel a lot. And Rutherford, or Rudd. Mm-hmm. Why do I keep calling him Rutherford?
I don't know.
What a name.
It kind of rolls off the tongue, though.
Rutherford. Yeah. Look at the pretty baby.
It's a weird
name. Let's name him Rutherford.
Yeah, really? It's a strange.
No, let's call him Rudd.
Strange name.
Yeah. Well, he served as a trustee for several Ohio colleges. And Lucy died on June 25th, 1889 at age 58 after suffering a stroke.
Gosh. Okay, well, that tells you how old she was. So they were married for 40 years and she died when she was 58. That means she was 18 when they got married.
And he was, what did I say, 30?
30 when they got married.
Oh, scandalous.
Yeah.
She was quite the young
one.
Yes. So, well. Oh, I, yeah. Ta-da. Yeah, we know all that.
Okay.
So, all right. So, in 1893, Rutherford was visiting Cleveland, Ohio, and he suffered a heart attack. And now, we've already established the fact that you're a doctor.
Yes.
Do you think that did they use leeches?
For heart attacks?
Or bleeding for heart attacks in the 1870s?
Yes.
Or 1890s,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I do.
Really?
No. Maybe.
I don't know. Did he have Obama?
Definitely possible.
Did he have Obamacare?
No,
probably not. Yeah, you're probably right. So, well, he did suffer the heart attack and he died on January 17th, 1893 in Fremont, Ohio, and he was 70 years old. Mm. And his last words were, "I know that I am going where Lucy is."
Aww,
so that's sweet. Yeah, that was very sweet. And very interesting character, Rutherford B. Hayes. And this is his 198th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you will join us for our next episode as we celebrate the next birthday of another president of the United States. Just cut that part out.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.